Blog Talk Radio.
Yo! What's poppin', my niggas? What's really fucking good, man? Where do I even start at, my niggas? Good motherfucking Lord, bro. It's so much to talk about tonight. Shout out to ARP. I didn't get to see the fucking Calico versus Ill Will battle, my niggas. I'm sorry, I'm not on Instagram. I only do Twitter and shit, so I didn't get to see what the fuck happened between Cal and Ill Will. I did see a snippet of a shoving match, so to speak. Where do we start at, my niggas? Let's start from here, man. KD versus Butter from the Block. Jenny from the Block. Butter from the Block. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It was a one-round battle. I would give it to Butter. The aggression. I like the angles that he took. It's a one-round battle, my nigga. I get it. Gyms and fucking Clean or Kitchen Clean, whatever this nigga Clean is changing his name. Let me say this from the door. I picked Clean to beat Gyms. But after watching that battle, I got to say, my niggas, I got Gyms winning that battle. Oh, I know. Y'all niggas don't like Gyms, I get it. I get it. There's no way I watch that battle after the pay-per-view. I watch it again twice on video on demand. And I still feel Gyms won that battle. No matter if you niggas don't like Gyms or not, I just feel if we're talking material-wise, I give that battle to Gyms. You know what I mean? For me, I thought round one was the closest round. I thought round two, Gyms got that. And round three, Gyms got that also. You know what I mean? Shuni and QB, battle of the night. First of all, I'm going to put some fucking respect on Shuni the Rapper's name, mama. A lot of us counted you out, sister girl. We thought you was going to get mollywopped. But you did not get mollywopped. And listen, my niggas, even if you got QB winning this battle, let's not act like Shuni did not get busy. Ah, that grandmother angle, Shuni. Oh, you was disrespectful, my sister. You was real disrespectful, man. That was battle of the night. For me, it was battle of the night. And then we get into J. Millsy versus K. Shine. Ah, Mills, you thought this was going to be a walk in the park, huh, fam? You thought this was going to be a walk in the park. What you thought? Because you was getting, what, did Murder Mook set you up, my nigga? Did he really tell you how this comment of battle rap is really popping? Oh, Geechee Gotti. I want to know, did you hear his material? The culture wants to know. I did tweet that to you, my brother. You told me. He called the hell his damn self. And then I don't know what the fuck happened with Calico and motherfucking Ill Will. I guess you niggas will let me know because it's not on fucking video demand at all. You know what I mean? I want to take a call here in a few seconds there, man. But I will say this. J. Mills. Your man's in there, man. Yes, the yes man you got in your crew. J. Mills, you up there talking about Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher and Gloria. And your man's up there talking about, oh, they didn't see that movie. Nigga, what? This nigga J. Mills talking about Vontae Davis, the cornerback who played for the Buffalo Bills who fucking retired at halftime, and his man talking about, oh, they don't watch basketball. Nigga, what? ARP, how many battles you signed this man for? Man, stop fucking playing with me, man. Mills, listen, I know a lot of niggas going to be like, well, you know what, Three? He got the rust off. Yeah, he got the rust off. Let's see how he does next battle. Oh, you was the worst hype man ever. Yo, Mills, your hype man was the worst hype man ever in battle rap. Remember when DNA battle fucking T-Rex? Joe Gotti, the nigga with the Christmas sweater, we thought he was extra. What about when Arsenal Battle conceded and his mask was extra? Oh, this nigga's here, boy. Whew. Man, let's take some motherfucking calls, man. I'm not playing, man. Let's go, man. 318-401, talk to me.
Man, I'm Saturday Night Live, and you mad, you mad. We got to start at the end. We got to.
Got to start with, sir?
We got to start. So we got to start at the end. We got to start with Mills and Shine.
Go ahead.
We got to.
Go ahead, my brother. Set it off.
No. We gotta set a precedent. What's the difference between legends and pioneers? Some niggas pioneered the shit. Some niggas is legends. That's bad. And if they got him for four more battles, they won't get no more money at all. Like that. Really? Vontae Davis? I guess he thought he was playing for the Pacers tonight. He had to.
All right.
You got the worst hype man ever. Shine didn't even come with it when you really think about it. Like, that battle was just all around bad, all the way around. Like, nobody won that battle. Nobody.
You said nobody what? Won that battle?
Nobody. Like, Shine won, technically, but.
Okay.
Shine would have lost to QB or Shuni. He would have lost to either one of them.
Was Shine material fire to you? Because I felt Shine won, but I don't think Shine was super duper cold in my Hell of the Dawn voice, my nigga. I don't think he was.
No, like,
talk to me.
The only thing I remember Shine said in that battle was the beat the shit. That was fire. That was
right.
Fire. That's the part that made me say, okay, Shine want to kill him. Other than that, that's all I got. I don't got nothing else. I got a lot of shit from Mills, but that's all I got.
This nigga
Shine.
Had, I mean, here's the thing, man. Tom Shepard bars, yeah, like we ain't hear that before, Millsy. You talking about your trigger finger, what, the fourth member of the Beagles? I call it Liftoff.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I zoned out. Like, I legit zoned out, and he's sucking on a roll of quarters. I was done at that point. And when he said, I'm Saturday Night Live.
And he has some pause-worthy bars. Let's keep it real. He has some pause-worthy bars.
A lot of them. That shit might have flew in 2002, but no. No. Uh-uh. I hope he got more signed for four more battles. But Mills got to go do a PG or go to that battle league in Ohio, something like that. Like, we can't have Mills being headlining no more cards.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Now, here's the thing. Are you gonna subscribe to the theory where people are going to be like, he got his rust off, so to speak?
He was fine in the first round. The first round wasn't that bad. So, if your
that was the closest round, right?
Yeah, it was, and you can kind of debate it a little bit, but I think the Biggie shit kind of gets that out the way. But how you go down and then dig a hole once you get to the bottom? Like, no, that don't work. So it can't be knocking the rust off when you had a decent. Maybe he let Geechee and Mook for the first round. Maybe. Had to be.
Well, Geechee seemed like
that's
he don't want his name attached to Jay Mills at all on Twitter. He acting like, nah, nigga, nah, Geechee, you can't do that, bro.
Geechee is stupid. He know better. He know. Like that. Oh, no. No.
Hold on. Is anybody listening to this show? Can y'all niggas tag Geechee Gotti? We need to talk to him, ladies and gentlemen. Geechee Gotti, can you call and show up, my nigga? I would love to talk to you, my brother. Go ahead, my G.
Like, we really do. Him and Mook. And Mickey. I would say Tech, but we know what Tech on with these old school dudes. But, like Mickey, Geechee, and Mook. All three of y'all need to tell me. Like, at this point.
Well, you know Mickey Facts. You know Mickey Facts going to ride with all the old niggas. He's going to ride with all the old niggas,
like,
when it comes to battle rap.
But I feel like if you somebody like Mickey and you good with the bars, you got to be honest. Like, you got to let that man know you trash. 2018, the trash. No. Let them know. He had the shit. You can tell from this first round, he got the cadence. He can put the words together in the right way where they sound good. It's just the words he was picking was about the worst words you could possibly pick.
He had Crisscross, Mickey D. Mac rhymes, and I Get High Off Rappers. You Were Edible. Calling K-Shine on Kasha. He even took Mickey's slogans. Hold on. He even took Mickey's slogan. Did he not take Charlie Cook's slogan and DNA slogan?
Let's not kill him that bad. Because that might have been the worst get him the fuck out of here in history.
Come on, man.
They got him signed for some more battles, though. Right? He may as well go battle Butter from the block. Pretty sure Butter going to win that battle. But that's who we need to go battle.
Man, Jay Mills, Bird will smoke you, nigga. Bird will smoke you, Jay Mills. Yo, Jay Mills, call up there, too, nigga. Fuck all that. Yo, Jay Mills, call his show up, my nigga. Uncle Rob. Shout out to Hip Hop Is Real. Hold on, shout out to every nigga that covers battle rap media. But Jay Mills, if you really want to have a real conversation, I'll be respectful to you, sir. But if you want to have a nigga really, really talk to you on some G shit, my guy, call this motherfucking show, man. Let me ask you a question, because I got a lot of people here. What was Battle of the Night? Was it Shungi and QB?
That was it. It's not a question. That was the only Battle of the Night. Like, Gems beat Clean, but that don't mean nothing. I mean, no.
Who you got winning between Shungi and QB, though?
I don't know. I told my homie earlier, I can't call that battle.
Right.
But I tried the third. I feel like this. The third and the first. Like, second, QB got the second to me. Clear. That's about the
only thing. You think QB got the second? I thought I gave Shuni the second, no?
I gave QB the second. If I just wanted to give Shuni one, I would give it the first.
Right.
I might be off, but that would be the one I'd give Shuni if I was just going to give her one. But the third is just the disrespect to me. From your granny even with the slide and the picture of the funeral to them. Fanny probably fucking your kids when you gone. That battle is whatever people want to call the most disrespectful battle in history, they just gotta move it down with. Because they got it. They got the most disrespectful battle.
But we knew that though. The ladies are always gonna get. Well, we knew that though. The ladies are always gonna catch that though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like a dude couldn't have got away with the airplane with the period blood spoon. That would have been it. That was the end of the battle.
My nigga, when QB told Shuni that you got your kids around Fetty. Real quick. I got to shout out this nigga Fetty Chini 20, man. My nigga, let me tell you why I'm going to salute you, Fetty. Because if you smash Sarah, and then you wiped up Shuni the rapper, and they still friends. My nigga, salute to you, my nigga. Shout out to Fetty 20. You doing some real. Your pimp head game is strong, my nigga. Shout out to that nigga right quick, man.
In there with both of them.
Yeah.
When she threw the first Fetty line, he couldn't do nothing but stand back there and smile. That's all he gave you.
Yeah, I would too.
Shit, he winning. He couldn't do nothing but stand back there and smile. But with the. His name Fetty, but your daughter, the one sleeping with one eye open, I'd have been ready to fight it.
That was crazy.
I'm not even talking about her as him, that bar. That would have been enough for me. Like, nah.
The grandma shit, though. When Shuni took it to the grandmother, though?
QB got to take it, though. You got to take it. You not already talking about letting her daughter sippy cook. You got to take it.
That was kind of wild, wasn't it, my nigga?
I want to hear these Jay Mills jokes. I know they coming.
Yeah, they coming. My nigga, I'm going to keep it moving. I appreciate you to my brother.
No problem.
All right, my dude. Yeah, Shuni, man. When you start talking about that girl's grandmother, my nigga, that shit, I felt that shit from the crib. Yo, my brothers, we all know, man, women, man, they can say their mouths are very, like, yo. As women, man, women say some shit to you sometimes, you be like, yo, what the fuck was that? Oh, Murder Mook! You set up your own holler, brother, man. The fix was in, Millsy. Let's keep it moving, man. 661-235, man. Talk to me. Yo. All right, man. I'll put you on hold, fam. And keep it moving. Let's go 703-585. Yo. Niggas ain't gonna say nothing. Huh? Yo. That nigga's wild. And niggas ain't... All right, we'll keep it moving then. Shit, niggas don't want to say nothing to the guard? Come on, my niggas. 917-763. What's good?
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, Dre?
Talk to me, my nigga.
Shit, man. Oh, shit, man. I had to go to heaven.
Huh?
Shit, man. Nah, I had to switch to the headphones. My fault.
Oh, you good?
What you talking about?
What you think we talking about, my nigga? Come on, black man.
You talking about Mills getting 30, though. I mean, what else?
Nigga, we talking about every fucking bat on the card, my nigga. What you talking about, fam? I'm lit. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm trying to find out what happened in that L. Willis in Calico. I didn't get to see that.
I didn't see that either, my nigga. So I didn't get to see Calico's Instagram, but we off that. What did you see?
Obviously, Source trying to get the 30. So, what was before that? I saw the QB and shooting. I'm already Rich K on Twitter. You tweeted my joint. I wasn't feeling QB like that.
You wasn't feeling QB at all?
Nah, I liked her first round. You know what I mean? But the disrespect and all that, it got corny to me after a while.
But that's what she's known for, though, my G.
Yeah, but usually she be having a little more punches. You know what I mean, she got a little more balls. I wasn't jacking the disrespect like that. I thought Shuni was a little more creative with the disrespect.
So who you gave the battle to all overall? What rounds?
I gave it to Shuni the last two. She got round two and three.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. I thought Shuni did real good.
Yeah, I was impressed. I feel like her balls are stepped up.
Mm. All right. What else you saw? Talk to me, man.
I don't know. The 1SKs, those was a smoke break for me. What battle was before QB and Shuni?
That was Queen versus Jims.
Copy. See, I didn't see that whole battle. I caught only the first rounds of that. And I don't know. I feel like, was Clean took that serious to you?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh, can I get two packs of sweet on Magic backwards? Yeah, nah, I didn't. I felt like Clean wasn't taking it serious out the gate. So
we're not making excuses for Clean, are we?
Nah, I ain't making excuses for him, but I saw a lot of people giving up to Jims on Twitter.
I got Jims winning that.
I didn't see the whole battle. So what, Jims had a good second and third? Or was it just because Clean
didn't
go hard?
I think the first round is close. That's the most closest round to me. I thought Jims clearly got round two, and I got him taking round three.
Okay, so I got to watch that over on the VOD.
You know what I mean? What else you got, brother?
I ain't gonna hold you up, bro.
All right, my nigga. Okay.
Shit. Yeah,
I appreciate you, bro.
Shit, really.
My mom gonna cut that nigga off, man. But come on, bro. You ain't bringing no fire here, man. 816-433, man. What's good, man? 816-433. Niggas ain't gonna say a word. Jesus, Jesus, man. 646-464, man.
Yo, Three, what's up, man?
What's up, sis? Talk to me, man. Finally.
Yo.
What up?
Let me tell you something. When the motherfucking Mills start talking about clockers and then, yo, what's up? Was he in 2002 or what? Shout out to Vince Lazy, because me and him was going at it, and I've been told him Sean was going to wash him. Nobody wanted to believe me. I'm
right.
telling you.
Talk to me,
what happened?
I thought Mills, I've been cracking jokes on Twitter all night, but to be fair, his first round wasn't bad. It wasn't great either, but it wasn't bad. I thought Shine won this battle clearly, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I would say this, though. I don't think Shine was crazy either. He did enough to win the battle because he's battling a nigga that hasn't battled in 15 years. But I don't think Shine was crazy,
Shine did what he do. I mean, he just did what he do. He didn't do no more, no less. Yo, but this me or this nigga Mills looked kind of nervous up there. To me, he looked a little nervous. When he seen the crowd wasn't fucking with him, nobody was starstruck, it wasn't happening. Like, he was just nervous. He lost it. You know what I'm saying? He just lost his cool.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this. If he would have just came with that style, like, when he battled before, like how he used to battle, he would have had a chance to be himself. I didn't like him with all that. Y'all niggas know my slogan. If he dies, he dies. Like, get the fuck out of here with that, yo. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What about the other battle? What you thought?
The QB got that. Shout out to Shuni, but QB got that. That battle was lit. That was one of the best battles to me. I didn't really catch the gems and Clean. I didn't catch that, so I don't really know. Can't call that one. But I heard Jim's got it.
I saw Jim's got it, but there's people that felt Clean got it. You get what I'm saying? I did pick Clean to win the battle, but after watching the battle, though, sis, I felt that Jim's got it. I know niggas be getting on Jim's. They try to say he's corny. They don't like his voice projection. You know, this, that, and the third. But I thought some guys, I thought he won that battle for just talking just rhymes. I gave it to Jim's. You know what I mean?
I had Clean going into it just because I just don't like Jim's style. To me, I just don't really can't vibe with that brother. But
and I think a lot of people feel the same way you do, though.
Yeah, I know. That's a fact. But I don't know. I just can't get with Jim. You know what I'm saying? Like he be winning battles off of technicality and shit. Like
yeah,
I don't know. But Shuni, when she started talking about QB grandmother and shit, I said,
that was hurtful, man. I felt that shit.
Oh, I was like, wow. But you know what? She had to go there because you know QB, when she started talking about them kids, I was like, oh, shit. That was crazy. When she started talking about Shuni kids, and that was wild right there. So. But overall,
I see some niggas saying they was going too far with the disrespect. I'm like, my nigga, what are y'all niggas talking about? It's battle rap, nigga. What could you talk about?
They wasn't going too far. That's first of all, chicks, you know how chicks is. When we get mad, the shit we say. So you gotta be like that, especially a battle like this, a high profile, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give it up like that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's fucked up that they ain't show the what's his name?
Who that?
Who's that? Calico and L. Will.
I was so pissed off they ain't show that shit, man. For real.
And I wonder what happened.
Yo, Geechee Gotti, I see you, my nigga. I'm about to put you on in a minute, Geechee. I see you. Put the slender word out there, y'all. I'm about to put Geechee on right now. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Not the guess, sis.
Yo. Oh, no. I'm about to say. That shit was crazy, though. J. Mills, he.
Yes.
I don't know, man. He was better back in the days, if you ask me. He keeps
man,
telling
let me
him,
tell you something, man. As an old nigga like myself, sis, I didn't think this nigga was going to be Shine at all. Even the face off, even when he was, you know, sunning Shine a little bit, I didn't feel that he shot. Yeah, I ain't get gassed up on fucking face off, nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
When he had the vest over the sweater, I knew he wasn't bad. I knew he wasn't winning because I'm like, I don't even know who dressed like that no more. But
let's be real. That nigga was looking dusty yesterday at the press conference.
That nigga was
Shine is a battle rapper. Sean is the battle rapper, but he looks like a fucking industry rapper.
He
while Mills looking like a nigga trying to get on.
That shit is crazy. That nigga looked trash. He looked like he was trying to get in his mook bag. He threw the do-rag on. Like, you know what? Mills was trying to too hard to cater to the niggas now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to just be yourself. If you fuck with the old niggas, you know what I'm saying? You got to talk that grown man shit. Just like how when Goods battled Tay Rock, you see how he stuck in his lane. Like, he don't have to act young, and he ain't have to do all that. Put on the do-rag. He just was himself. If Mills would have just been himself, he would have at least made it debatable because he would have just been himself talking that shit. That shit was whack. Like, you know, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, came back. That was a good look. Shout out to ARP. He got him back. You know what I'm saying? That was a good look. But overall, I'm glad that shit wasn't on Smack because that shit would have been whack, yo.
I'm going to be real with you. They might have thrown batteries at that nigga on URL. That shit was in New York City. Like, that nigga got booed up the stage on some Apollo type shit.
The crowd was being nice to him. Because I was like, yo, they need to start booing this nigga. When they going to boo him?
Like, you know what's coming up, 3-0 chance.
They was like, yes, we hear you. We do hear you.
Yeah,
and the crowd was making him feel.
I don't mean to cut you off. I got to get Geechee in right quick. I'll put you on hold, all right?
That's a fact. Yo, that's a fact. All right.
I'm going to say this right motherfucking now. Hand me good, my niggas. I know you niggas running around with this K-Shine, this champion of the year talk. And I ain't just saying this because, man, if you follow me on Twitter, I've been on this shit heavy. I'm not taking nothing away from Shine. I'm not taking nothing away from Shine. He beat a nigga that he was supposed to beat. I'm not taking away that he beat YK. I'm not taking away he beat Ines. But I'm just saying, I know he beat niggas in his backyard. That's a bonus. But my niggas, let's be motherfucking real. Enes ain't popping like that. I love Young Cannon. One of the best win-losses resumes in battle rap history. But since YK been back on URL and screaming K-Gang, he ain't really been that fire, my niggas. He wanted Mike P for so long. Did he really kill Mike P? He beat Jack Boy fine, and I'm going off material, just rhymes, material. Listen, I felt Shine might have beat Av, but I don't feel Shine was crazy like that. But let me get this brother in right here because I'm seeing niggas want to see these niggas battle. I'm seeing a lot of talk with like, and this needs to happen in December, my niggas. Get this nigga on the show, man. Geechee motherfucking Gotti, man. What's good, my nigga?
Man, 3, what's going on with you, champion?
Talk to me, my nigga. What's popping?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just cooling, man, you know. Just enjoying, you know what I'm saying? You know, the night just kicking it.
Geechee, I got to put you on the hot seat, my nigga.
The
battle rap communities want to know, my nigga. Did you hear those motherfucking bars from Jay Mills, my nigga? Talk to me, Geechee. What we doing?
Hey, look, man. No, look. Hey, man, look. The nigga Mills, man, he the homie, man. That's 100, man. My boy KP, man, which is my boy Kevin Parks, man. We got the League, the Riot, you know what I'm saying? Y'all subscribe to the channel, Riot Rap Battles, man. Y'all see we got 2 interviews here with Mills as well that just dropped 2 days ago, you know what I'm saying? Right before the battle, we got 2 good interviews, man. Some real good content on there. He was talking some shit. Y'all subscribe and go check them interviews out. But nah, man, to be honest, man, I didn't hear no bars from bro. Like, I seen that he made the shit on Instagram and said we sparred and shared bars. But honestly, you know what I'm saying? We didn't share no bars. He heard some shit that I got for niggas. You know what I'm saying? He did hear some shit that I had cooked up. You feel me? But I never got
He lied. He lied then. He lied. He lied, Geech. Let's call it what he lied. Some Harlem shit. Some Harlem shit. That what he did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I won't say he lied because he did hear my shit. So maybe, you feel me? That's considered smart,
right.
I guess. You know what I'm saying? He heard my shit. You feel me? He heard what I had. You know what I'm saying? The shit that I was cooking up, like, you feel me? I don't even think I gave him all 3 rounds. And I just, you know what I'm saying, let him hear, like, probably like a first or something, like, of the shit that I'm coming with. You feel me? So, like, you know what I mean? So then after that, we got straight to the interview. You know what I'm saying? We got the interview, and the interview really was a minute. We was talking for damn near up to an hour just in there kicking. It wasn't even more like an interview. Niggas in there smoking, chopping, asking questions, you know, just hanging. Like I say, him and my boy KP been knowing each other for a minute. You know, he stay out this way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they are just really catching up. We got the little talk with him. Then after the interview, I had bounced. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even get a chance to be like, hey, let me hear what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I got a roll. You feel me? So I did definitely tell him to hit me, though. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Hit me, you feel me, if you want to before your battle. You know what I'm saying? Hit me, man. You know what I mean? Check in. You heard my shit. You know what I'm saying? Get at me. But we never got back at each other or hit the hearers rounds, man. I wish I would have, though, man, because, you know, I probably could have told him, like, nah, that ain't it right now. You know what I'm saying? I probably could have saved my boy. But like I say, man, I feel like niggas giving him a hard time. Because
we gonna give him a hard time, Geechee.
Yeah.
You can't come to my nigga, Geechee. He can't be away for 15 years, Geechee.
Yeah.
The nigga been gone for 15 years, and niggas coming in this shit where you and a lot of niggas right now making your name and want to act like they run shit. As an old nigga, I'm not even buying that shit, Geechee.
Yeah.
I'm not even going for that shit.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying for giving him a hard time, and niggas already kind of know. He could have came back and probably battled anybody. So I give him the respect that he was willing to battle a nigga like K-Sean. And you niggas know K-Sean, one of the top niggas, you know, especially this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even before then, before this year, K-Sean been doing his thing. You feel me? Like, he been putting on classic battles and shit. So to jump in there with him, ain't nobody had Mills winning. But, like, nigga, he was talking so confident. He even had me. I can't even lie. He was talking so confident. That's why I'm like, yeah, he ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
you feel me?
That face off. When I read it to him at the interview and we talking, he like, man, bro, nigga, I know I can't play with this dude. I know what I gotta do. And you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't gonna be expecting me to. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be out there no outdated bars and all that 2002 shit. Like, you feel me? I've been paying attention. Like, so I'm like, oh yeah, he ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's saying all the right shit. You feel me? But I think like old girl who was just on the phone said, he didn't really stick to what got him there. If you watched that battle, if you paid attention to seeing any of his old battles, he was way more aggressive, more direct on his opponent. Even in the face-off, he was a little more aggressive than he was in the battle. He was kind of more, like, he was rapping kind of like how JC rap, like looking at the crowd and, you know what I'm saying? Saying
yes,
bars
yes.
and shit like that. You feel me? And that shit take away from your bars when you battling somebody like K-Sean who were aggressive and a performer who liked, when he look into the crowd, it's to make a bar, then he come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is good. Like, it's ring rust, man. You know, you can't be away for 15 years and jump in it and think, you know, because it's one thing to watch it. But, like, nah, to get back up there, it's way different because, you know what I mean? You don't know what to expect once you get up there and you feel me, and it's on you. Because I think his first round was pretty good. Like, right or wrong, it probably wasn't crazy, phenomenal, but he had.
That shit wasn't
like
crazy, Geechee. Sorry.
I ain't gonna say it wasn't crazy. But I'm saying it felt like in the first round, the motherfucking crowd was trying to rock with him though. You know what I'm saying? So
right, nigga,
they gonna let. And I told him this. He'll tell you. I told him. I said, bro, nigga, you coming back? So that first round and first bars, the crowd gonna fuck with you because they just happy to see you back on the stage. But I'm like, after that, you gonna have to get them niggas something to keep fucking with you with, or they gonna leave you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's it.
Right.
Anybody when they first came back, nigga, you remember when Reed Dollars first came back and he said, nigga, the John and John Lennon and John whatever, and niggas went crazy.
Yeah.
That shit wasn't nothing wild that he said, you know what I'm saying? Give him 9 bars for Mount Weston and that shit erupted the room, you know what I'm saying? Because they was just happy to hear the first shit he had to say, but after that, it's like, come on, you got to get to it. And you see Reed adjusted in the last one versus Rex. Salute to him. I wasn't no shot at him, but I'm just saying, when niggas come back, the crowd already give you that leeway. Like, nigga, we gonna rock with you. We gonna get your momentum up. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna gas it up a little bit.
We gonna have the gas station on pump nine.
Yeah,
but you don't have to gas us. But you don't have to gas us up back on the way back. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you there, but you gotta get us all the way back. And like, you know, I think whoever was scoring with him, probably niggas say they yes man. But at the same time, you gotta think, man, he ain't been in the industry or the battle rap industry in a while, so the niggas he probably sparring with is probably thinking, like, nigga, yeah, this nice enough to fuck these niggas up because they not even coming to events and battles and shit like that to know that the type of shit that's going on either. You feel me? Like, you got to have niggas in your camp that's still doing this shit right now, presently. You know what I'm saying? Currently, you got to have niggas in your camp that can really, like steer you in the right
way.
Not your homeboys.
Like, not your homeboys who've been in the studio with you back in 2002, my nigga.
Nah, you can't have them. You can't have everything fire to them. That's your man's in them. You know what I'm saying? Everything fire to them. Nigga, yeah, that's my boy. Nigga, that shit was whore. Hell yeah, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, people's gonna ride with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Geechee, let me ask you this. were you a little bit upset that the fact that he leaked you and Rum Nitty before it's the way it's supposed to be announced?
I ain't gonna say I was upset because, you know what I'm saying, I know he probably, to him, when he did it, it wasn't like he did it intentionally.
Rookie mistake.
Another rookie mistake by this nigga, man. It was a rookie mistake from him. You know what I'm saying? He probably, knowing him, he might have not even knew that the battle wasn't out. You know what I'm saying? He probably didn't know because from what he was told, nothing. What I'm telling you, I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? So he probably didn't even know because, like you said, he really don't. He just getting back in it, so he probably ain't looking at announcements to know like who on what card and when niggas is battling. You feel me? I think he said at the face off, he never even seen a clean paper battle, so I'm pretty sure he ain't just paying attention to the announcements. So I wasn't tripping because it's like, fuck it, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I wish it didn't get leaked, but at the same time, niggas still don't know when we going to battle or where we going to battle at. I can't go to London, so I don't, you know what I mean, for niggas that's thinking that,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't go,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, it's like they just know that we was in the talks to get in the battle, and Nitty my brother. So I know that's what caught niggas off guard. Like, damn, these niggas is bro. These niggas in the same crew, these niggas, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's just for the competition, we going to rock, you know what I mean? He's one of my favorite battlers, you know what I'm saying? So you feel me?
Right.
Just to test myself. I feel like that was a good nigga to test it against, you know what I mean? Win, lose, or draw, I think it's still going to be a classic, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, I was tripping off him saying it.
Let's address the elephant in the room, my nigga. Everybody
yeah.
named Mama, for some reason, before 2018 finishes up, my nigga, they are saying
yeah.
you and K-Shine need to get it popping, fuck the bullshit, to let's really put this champion
yeah.
of the year bed to rest. Even though you won that shit
mm-hmm.
three times this year. Niggas is still
Come
saying
on.
You ain't shot. What do you
they
say
don't
to
wanna, that, sir? They don't want to give it to me. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You feel me? Gucci new on the block. It's like, look, he, you know what I mean? It's like when that new nigga just come to the, he check into the school, man, and he fucking all the bitches. He done had a fight in the bathroom with two niggas and beat up the niggas, and they still like, man, that nigga can't be that tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? All right.
Mm.
Watch when John come back to school. He, you feel me? He didn't go to
right,
school
yeah.
yesterday. Why does he come tomorrow and hear about him? You know what I'm saying? He
yeah.
gonna say go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like that. But like you say, man, no different sign. Sign having a great year, man. He having a great year, but the level of competition been way different. The stage has been way different.
Talk
you
about
know
it.
What I'm saying? The pressure been way different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, the same shit he did this year, the niggas he battled, I wouldn't have lost a round. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm.
Same shit. You know what I mean? Like, we already would have did that. You know what I mean? And to be honest, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that bro haven't been fired, but if that's what niggas feel, that's why I say I'm all a part of competition. Because even if I feel like I done battled JC, I done battled motherfucking Tech9, Suge, T-Top, not to mention I done had other battles on other small
hey,
leagues. And I'm bringing classics out every time, though. Not even whether you feel like I win or lost, these battles that I'm having, niggas can watch them again and watch them again. Niggas want to see
Geechee.
The motherfuckers again. You,
I don't mean to
I'm
be
saying?
A lawyer, my nigga, but Geechee, I don't mean to be a lawyer, but I've been saying this. I mean, listen, me and Jay Black are good friends, and I was saying this to Black early tonight on a private conversation we had. I said, listen, Black, for me, all right, I understand Shine is 3-0 with niggas, but if we talk a level of competition and we just talking about the rhymes, I'm rewinding Geechee Gotti shit, my nigga. I can't say
oh,
I'm rewinding
yeah.
Shine shit like that, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We talking top lines and battle rap. I'm dropping them this year. I got them every battle. I got a line that nigga can say is one of the best lines of the year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure niggas can agree with that. You know what I mean? If they ain't going to hate, niggas going to say that. Every battle I'm saying something. You feel me? That nigga's like, ain't thinking that. I ain't up there just saying anything. But like I say, for me, competition-wise, I like it. They say Shine should be the nigga. That's why I'm like, well, fuck it. We need to battle then. We still got a month left in the year. They say it's him. They say it's me. Instead of us, one of us winning, and then if I win, people are going to be like, oh, man, Shine should have got it. If he win, oh, man, Gotti should have got it. Man, let's not even have that debate. You know what I'm saying? Let's not even have
right.
that debate. Put them in the ring. Put them in the ring. Who win that? Then what's up? Now we ain't got a debate because if you feel like I was supposed to win and he beat me, then it's like, shit, don't matter, nigga. He couldn't beat him, so Shine get it. Or thought he was supposed to win, I go up there and whoop on him, and it's like, yeah, he had a good year until he ran into Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's supposed to
yeah.
be. You feel me? That's what battle rap was built on anyway. You know what I'm saying? Well, they saying you the nigga, they saying I'm the nigga. Like, all right, we're going to see who really a nigga in this shit. You feel me? Like, so that's where I'm at with it. Hopefully they set it up. I already threw it out there. You are real. Set it up. What's happening? I got battles booked. I got 2-on-2 coming up next week or 2 weekends from now, but I can get ready. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't messing. You know, I ain't got no rounds on ice for signing. Nothing. I ain't had him in my radar to battle or haven't been asked to battle him all year to say I got no rhymes on deck. So we both getting a fresh start. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's for the culture. That's what niggas want. You feel me? So, no, but I ain't, like I say, too, I ain't tripping off motherfuckers having their narrative, because there's people that's going to say Iron Solomon and JC. They got a lot of names where they feel good champion.
B-Dot.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a lot of niggas overshine.
I got some niggas overshine, man.
I'll be real.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of names that you could throw in the hat that had a crazy year. You know what I'm saying? Or that's having a crazy year that still ain't done. Danny Myers, you feel me? So definitely, man, there's people that have a wild year. So, man, yeah, I ain't mad at them throwing him in the hat and throwing me in the hat, but I feel like if that's who the majority feel, and we need to go on and fight that out, man. You know what I'm saying? And still, if you feel me, when you feel me, we still need to just do that just because it's in the air already, man. I want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's up to him, man. You feel me?
Geechee, my nigga, I appreciate you rocking with me, my nigga. We're going to cut. Me and you going to have a one-on-one when Rum Nitty is announced.
Yeah.
We're going to get back and chop it up on my nigga.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You already know, man. Salute, man. Three-letter, man. You already know it's all love. Appreciate you, man. PSA Radio, y'all know what it is, man.
I'm glad that you cleared that up, my nigga. That you did not hear them bars. You did not hear about Vontae Davis
and Neil's my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell niggas if motherfuckers ask him, I'm pretty sure he'll keep it real. Like, nah, I didn't get to rap my shit to Geechee, but I did hear what Geechee had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? But it ain't nothing. I can take a joke. I ain't mad at it. Like, I'm laughing at it too. Like, nigga, fuck it, black. Whatever. You feel me? Black, you fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let my nigga Bills off the hook. Fuck it. It's my part. You hear me? Like, you know, I take the story. You know what I'm saying? I died for my nigga Bills, man. He held it down, you know what I'm saying? But, like, nah, I didn't get to hear it, man. I feel bad because I know niggas is like, damn, if Gotti let him go out like that, he must have set his ass.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do it like that, man. I'd have kept it honest with him, man. Like, nah, you might want to switch some things up. But at the same time, even if I would have kept it honest with him, that was my first time meeting bro in person. He really ain't got to take my word. He might have still thought his shit was nice enough to go. So, you know, never know. It probably wouldn't change nothing anyway, but you know how it is, man, on the real, nigga, you feel me? But hopefully he come back. I think Mills, like I said in the interview we did with him, he said he wasn't no one-and-done thing, so that's why I told him, you just got to dust yourself off, lace the kicks back up. You come back stronger on the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't the first nigga to get 30. It's active battlers that's up there getting 30. You know what I'm saying?
Geechee.
It's active battlers.
Geechee, the man.
Got through 3 rounds without choking. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, you feel me? It's a lot of nigga, you feel me? He did better than a lot of motherfuckers expected, but you gotta bring them bars up to 2018. That's all that is.
My nigga, hold on. Geechee, the man said, and I quote, I get high off rappers. You like an edible.
Yeah, he fucked that all up. I'm like, what are my man's
come on, man.
Yeah, my man was on some, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said a lot of those bars where then it was like, did y'all catch it later? It's like, nah, man.
Listen, Jay Mills. Don't tell us we ain't catch it, nigga. We'll tell you if the shit is hot, nigga. We get you. They go to you with all the battle rappers. Like, y'all niggas can't tell us. We let y'all niggas know what's hot. You know, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to get some calls in there. I'll fuck with you, my nigga. You already know what it is, man. Love, bro.
You already know it's love.
All day, man. Let me get my homegirl in here, man. Where she at, man? Let me get my friend. She called the show, too. My peoples, man. Hold up. Cream, that's you?
What it do?
Finally, my sister called the show. What's up, man?
What's good with you?
What's good, man? Talk to me, man. Floor is yours.
Can we speak on Jay Mills real fast?
You can talk
and
to
how...
me, please. Go.
I had so much faith in Jay Mills. That first round was okay. But the second and third, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ass
it
cheeks.
Was
call it what it is. She was ass cheeks.
It was reckless.
Ass cheeks. Come on, sis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are we doing now with Mills, man?
I don't want to see him again. Me personally.
Damn, man,
but
I feel you, but not even a second chance.
No.
We gave Reed Dollars a second chance. You know what I mean?
Nah, you give these niggas big bags, and I expect big bag performances. But if you don't deliver that, then no. No, I don't want to see you again. Not at all.
Damn.
And that wasn't even a great K-Shine.
No, it was not.
You
I'm glad you said
to
that.
To an average K-Shine.
Yeah.
What was your performance?
Did you like? Oh, QB and Shorty. We're not even gonna do all that. That's the battle
absolutely.
Of the night. That's a no brainer. You niggas out there don't like FEMA battle rap. That's what you by your damn self. That was a fucking fight, and I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm gonna keep it tall. I'm not really surprised.
I'm not surprised because. No, because QB is one of the best female battlers we have. And Shuni has been, like I said, she's probably the best improved female battler. She's been killing it all year and holding it down. So I expected this battle to go, I probably expected to go a little different, but Shuni surprised me. She really held her own, and she, and she really showed up, and she was on that disrespect level with QB. So I respect her for that. I definitely respect her for that.
Yo, when Shuni did that grandmother angle, man, that shit hit my heart. Like, I felt that shit, man. Like, that was my granny, man. I felt that shit, Cream. That was hurtful. Man.
It was very disrespectful, and the point is I didn't really expect that from Shuni, but she went there. She went there, so I'm like,
you know,
wow, that bitch right now.
Did you get to watch Cal and Ill Will? I didn't get to watch it. I'm not on Instagram. Did you get to watch that battle?
I didn't get to watch it either. I heard it was great. I didn't get to watch it either. So I gotta go back and watch it. But how did you get though? How did you think of the event overall, though?
From a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving it a 5. Here's the problem I have. Yeah,
okay.
Is that too generous? Is that no, you can't do that, Chris. You sneaked a chess album at me. You can't do that.
Let it out.
You mean? What do you rank it? What do you rank it? Let me hear this. What do you rank it?
You know what? This is not one of RBE's best events. I feel like a lot of battlers failed. So I feel like I'll probably say it's like a 5. And I don't want to say the bad thing about it, but the thing about it is the females carried it. Like the people that most don't expect to be great actually carried this event. Like, you have to give props to QB and Shuni because I think that
they were
outside of Cal and Ill. I haven't seen that. They were battle of the night, and they did great. But everything else, like, I expected Shine and Mills to be better. Maybe that was my fault.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't really have high expectations for this battle. I don't know why. You know what it is? Because I'm like, all right, man, Mills, you ain't been here for 15 years. So all that fly shit you talking, like, and I didn't feel you was going to be better than Mook. And I wasn't even crazy about Mook. I didn't expect you to be better than Mook. And then I felt Shine, even though Cream, he beat YK, he beat Ad, in my opinion, okay? He beat Ines.
Mm-hmm.
I still didn't feel Shine was crazy in the battles that he won. Yes, a win's a win, but I'm not going crazy over the battles.
It was an average Shine. It was an average Shine that beat Mills. So I understand that. Like,
I need your opinion on this. What did you think about ARP and M not being able to have that last battle? What went wrong in your opinion?
as far as them not having Ill and Cal, I really don't know because it was flowing. Like, this might be one of the top flowing events as far as time-wise. So I just really don't know what happened at the end to where they didn't get Cal and Ill. But I think Cal and Ill would have hyped up the crowd, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
So I feel like that was a fail on that part because we didn't get that. But I just really don't know what happened with them with the timing, and they couldn't get that in because the event went really quick. We were like at Mills and Shine very quickly. So I don't know why they couldn't. So I don't know why they couldn't get Ill and Cal.
So. Let me ask you this. What do you think about Clean and Gems? Because I see a lot of conflicting people. I felt, Clean, keep it real with you, I felt going into the battle, but I'm going to keep it real. Watching it, I felt Gems won it.
I felt Gems won it, but I still felt it was underwhelming.
I felt it was all this tension.
I felt it was all this, you know, it was all this leading up to this and, Joass and then whatever it would be. And then it was just that.
Yeah.
Like, I expected more from that battle. And it kind of fell flat for me. It's just been me, but it fell flat for me. What do you think?
I felt, and I was having a conversation with D.I. the Handyman last night about this. And he brought this to my attention. Like, he's like, you know what? He felt that Gems wanted this battle more than QP or Kitchen Clean, whatever the hell he calls himself now, Jesus Christ, that he wanted this battle more than Clean. And he felt maybe Clean was just doing this for a check because it felt like during the Cream that everybody would kept stressing the bag this, the bag that. So much fucking bag talk. You know what I'm saying? And it just felt like a nigga like Mills, like, I feel like he's coming back just for the bag. Not saying it's not for the love either, but to do four battles, like, all right, my nigga, you really back here like this. So, Jack, I don't know. The battle was it wasn't crazy to me. It was just okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I felt like Jim should have came a little more harder because this is like his second battle in a row. To me, it feels like his stock is dropping. Is it just me? But it feels like his stock is dropping.
Let me ask you this: Is Jim's ever gonna get to the point where the fact that the battle rap community, Cream, loves his blogs—that's one thing. But we want to love your blogs and your battles simultaneously, and we can't really do that. Is that the problem? People can't do that, I should say.
I think that he puts more effort into his vlogs than his battles. And I think that...
Because those are easier, though, I think they're easier to do the blogs, though, compared to... You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But if you're going to be a blogger and a battler, you're going to have to be a battler way harder. You know what I'm saying? Because people are critiquing your skill way harder than they're critiquing your blog. And I think that's where he's... kind of come short at. I think a lot of people like more his blogging than his battling. And I think his last two, like, his tech battle to me wasn't really that great. And then his Clean battle to me wasn't really that great. So you have two average battles and then you have great blogs. So it's like, where do we go from there as fans?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And he took a hiatus for a while, too, after the Goods battle. I don't think he was battling that heavy. He wasn't consistent. Or battling-wise, he wasn't battling a lot.
Exactly.
But, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
So with those three battles, as far as tech, as far as Goods, and as far as Clean, do you think he was overachieving as a battler? Or do you think that it was just more of the... blogging side.
I think it's the blogging, man. You know what it is? Because Even when I picked Jim to win, niggas was like, yo, you wildin', shut the fuck up, Dre. You know what the fuck? Like, niggas don't want to give it up to Jim. Even in the building, I started watching it on pay-per-view. I saw, like, some of the lines Jim was saying, niggas wasn't fucking with it. He had some lines here and there. I was like, okay, that's dope. But for some reason, the crowd was not fucking with him at all, man. He had a Charlie Clips laugh,
and
that was fire.
And do you think it's because of the things that happened? Do you think it's because of the things that happened with him as far as the fighting and whatever?
Incidents, and then people saying that he was lying about him being Hispanic. That's who.
Right.
You know, I think that got swept under the rug where niggas, you know what I'm saying? People look at that and like, you know, and then the nigga that punched him, he, you know, it's listen. And before that, people really wasn't rocking with Jim like that because people didn't like his voice box or his voice projection or the way he used to show the boss to us. You know what I mean? And it was just like...
Right.
But then we started liking Jim's because of the blogs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So...
He's great at blogs. He's great at blogs.
Yes, yes. Very much so. Very much so.
But battling people are kind of on the fence with him. So
oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think that's where it disconnected. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big disconnect, though. You know? But, sis, I appreciate you. My mama tried to get some more calls. I appreciate you. And please, I'm going to hit you up because I want you to get you back on here so we can have a one on one conversation.
Absolutely. Inbox me, text me, whatever you got to do.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it is, man. Let's keep it moving, man. 718-710. Jay Mills, call this show, nigga. You.
Yo, what it do?
710. What's good, my G?
Yo. What's good, my G? What it do?
Shit, talk to me, man.
Yo, let me say, who's that chick that was just on? Who was that?
That's my peoples, man. Miss Cream, man.
That's Miss Cream? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
On Twitter.
Oh, that was Shara?
Who? Yeah, Shara, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's my people. I'm about to.
Yeah,
Shara,
she's
get,
cool
get it together.
People,
it's fine him. Get it together. I ain't like what I was saying just now. Get it together. But, yeah, I was in the building tonight. You heard? But
okay, you was in the building. I love talking to niggas in the building. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I was in the building and all that. The one that's Cage. You want to start with one that's Cage? What you want to start with?
Yes.
I was there for AK. One that's Cage battles, all right. Stand out for me. What's the one SK's on the pay per view?
Yeah, let's start from it. Talk to me about Jim's and Clean real quick. Jim's and Kitchen Clean. Pardon me.
I had fucking I had Jim's the last two rounds.
Me too. I agree.
I had Jim's last two rounds. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The first I gave the Clean pretty clear. Me, Jim smoked him in the second. And he edged round three because, you know, and it wasn't even like his third round was crazy. He had an okay third. It's just that Clean was just choppy as fuck to me in third. So
I agree. I mean, I didn't think Clean was all that crazy, though.
He was, to me, it was a lot of gas, but, you know, I mean, everybody loved Clean. So that's he going to get reaction even if it's some corny, outdated-ass shit. Because a lot of shit was outdated as fuck, just how he said it.
I agree, fam. I totally agree with you, my brother. I totally agree, Cosign. What you saying, man? But let me ask you this. Because a nigga told me, also was in the building, he said, yo, because I tweeted out, I felt Jim's won. And he go, well, not in the building. Niggas in the building got Clean winning.
Nah,
so
nah,
it's
nah,
funny
nah,
you're saying
nah,
that.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah, niggas, I don't know. It was just hard for that nigga Jim's to get some love. I don't know what it was, but... Niggas was sweet.
Damn, he wasn't getting no love, son.
He wasn't really getting love. Like he had.
Y'all niggas
like,
was crickets in there when Jim's was rapping, fam. Niggas was crickets.
I ain't gonna lie, because you know, Clean, he painted the picture so well. It's like niggas didn't even want to react to him. He had to really earn that shit.
Right.
Niggas react over Clean just because he was there. Like niggas was happy to see him type shit. Because it wasn't all that. You know what I mean, he had a fight first. That's about it to me.
Yeah.
But all right,
man, let's address the elephant in the room, my nigga. Let's address the elephant in the room. Millsy Mayweather, that he calls himself. Hey, Shy, man, talk to me, man. I was in the building.
In the building, I ain't going to lie. It was lit in there. It was actually a little more chaotic than the Mook and Verb. So I was in the building for that, too. It was like it was more, you know, energetic in there. So, honestly, when Mills, I ain't gonna lie, the battle fell on the fucking coin flip. You feel me? The fact that Mills went first and he did okay in the first, to me, he did okay. Like, it wasn't bad.
He did all right, yeah. He did all right in the first.
He did all right in the first, but if he would just kept that pace, it just went downhill from there, man. I don't know what happened. Cause I ain't gonna lie, the crowd's giving. I ain't gonna lie, niggas was talking too much in the venue too. I'm not even going, like, you definitely get that.
Damn.
A lot of niggas was talking and, like, over his shit, like
talking while niggas was rhyming.
I mean, niggas was having full blown conversations.
Damn,
like dead serious. In the second and third round, they were just talking, like. He had to really fight over his shit. That's why he was getting so frustrated and shit, because niggas was talking.
Let me ask you this.
Was niggas receptive to him? Besides the niggas talking, but when he was rhyming and you watch other buggers next to you and he's rhyming, what is the temperature in the room when Mills is rapping first round, second, and third? I get in a shot in a minute, but just for J. Mills.
First round, fucking niggas was listening. Niggas was attentive, man. Niggas was rocking with him. Niggas was definitely rocking him that whole first round. Niggas was rocking with him. And that's a fact. And second round, I don't know what it was. It's just that the way he came out. Matter of fact, I think he started his round real – one of those rounds he started it off real weird. And it was just bad.
It was the second round, man.
Like, it's the crowd that
he was second round. He started it right off.
And it was just over after that. But Sean wasn't even that crazy, to be honest.
I don't think so either, brother. I don't think,
like,
Sean, listen, you tell me, I know Sean got energy and shit, but yeah, I don't think Sean was crazy like that.
He wasn't, and it's the thing, too. Everybody's saying, like, Mills got, he died, yeah, okay, but they doing it so much that when niggas see it, niggas be like, nah, he ain't get killed like that. You feel me? Like, it wasn't that bad. It was
He's talking about Reuben Patterson.
It was more.
The nigga talking about Reuben Patterson and Kobe Bryant. And Vontae Davis and
his man,
you know what I mean?
His man's and them niggas is, I don't know what type of time they was on. They was that's making him look even worse.
Like, yo, my nigga, the nigga J. Mills said a line about Derek Fisher, Matt Barnes and Glory, and his man was talking about, oh, niggas ain't see the movie. What movie,
yo,
nigga? This is real fucking life, you dumbass nigga. You dummy.
Yo, it was another line. It was a Triple G line. I'm like, yo, all right, this nigga.
Yo, yes.
Now.
When did Broner fight Triple G?
That was
the
never.
Fuck,
like,
man?
Ever.
Come on,
I was
fam.
Like, oh, nah. He's tripping now. Homie tripping. Like.
And then he said, Vontae Davis, like, oh, niggas don't watch basketball. Vontae Davis plays football. Number two, you dumbass nigga.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of niggas in the building. What black man don't watch sports, nigga? The fuck you on, bro?
Yeah, he was on a different type of time right there, man. Like, that's when it got bad. Honestly, it started. But they ain't boo him, though. That's one thing. They definitely didn't boo him. It was just heckling.
He got a
B.O.
chance. Let's take it here. What do you think about Shine overall? We got on Mills. So I want to hear your take on Shine right now. On his material. He won clearly. But overall, what do you think about Shine?
He had a cool first. You know, he had a cool first round. You know what I mean? Energetic. And he definitely had some haymakers in that first. But to me, in his second and third round, they had a lot of dry spots. Like, he had a lot of dry spots in his round, but he won the round convincingly. It's just that, you know, it was more Mills' part than Shine part, if you want to say that.
Do you want to see Mills again?
Yeah. I want to see the first round Mills. I definitely want to see Mills because he was so original to me and swaggy in the first. That's what I want to see. Like, I don't want that last two shit. He got to just sharp. He just got to, you know what I mean? He got to battle more. You know what I mean? Just like
and
how
he had some
pause
worthy bars. Didn't he have a couple pause worthy bars? Like, you was X Factor shit, my nigga. You was the only nigga that was appreciating that J. Mills was X Factor, my guy. Only nigga that was digging that vibe up.
Yo, nah, he said a line where he said, like, something on a sound, stuck it on the sound. I'm like, yo, oh, dude, come on, nah. Like, it was too
in my Chilla Jones voice, my nigga. In my Chilla Jones voice, we had to pause that, my nigga. We had to pause that. I'm sorry, fam. Let me get a take on Shuni and QB.
That's a fucking debatable classic. That was a war. I can't even call a winner right now, but I enjoyed battle tonight. I enjoyed that battle a lot.
My nigga,
like, let me ask you respect. They raised the
in the building when Shuni, in the building when Shuni did the grandmother line, man. What was your reaction? What was niggas in the building saying?
Yo, everybody was wilding. Everybody was like, yo, you violating, chill, you taking it too far. I'm like, nah, keep going. Go take it further. Take it further. Fuck that. It's
yo.
Next round.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was fire,
crazy,
man. That shit gonna look so, that's gonna have incredible replay value.
Now, what happened with Cal and Will in the building? When ARP grabs the mic and let niggas know that that battle's not happening right now, we're going to find a different location. What's the mood in the room?
Honestly, I seen when the stage man, the manager of the building, he came on stage, like, right soon as Mills and Sean finished, and he was like, yo, this is the last one. It's over after that. Like, so he basically dubbed it because the venue had a show, I think, at 7:30 or something like that. I know the venue had another show, and they had to prepare for that, so they couldn't get that one done.
Is that who's at fault for that? I don't want to point fingers at nobody, but who's at fault for not
ARP
and them should have been on point with that more?
I'll blame the battlers for not getting there on time.
Is that what it was? The time they
were
not coming on time?
A lot of cats pulled up late. Yeah, that's a fact. A lot of cats pulled up late.
Give me some names. Right. Who pulled up late, nigga? We need some names. Who pulled up late? We snitching on niggas.
Yo, the first nigga to pull up to the venue was Jim. Jim was there since the door opened. So shout out to Jim for being on time. But everybody was out there on time. But it's just like after the 1SKs, the shit, like, it slowed down a little bit. But right after that, it picked up real fast. But if they would have got them 1SKs off earlier, it could have got that one last one off. You feel me? Plus, they had to clear it out because it was a big turnout. It was one of RBE's best turnouts.
Okay.
And I go to a lot of RBE's.
Were you able to see Cal and Lil?
Nah, not just. I don't even see that. I seen on his Instagram, but they posted uploading like an hour and a half to all the ticket holders. So I'm gonna see that shit by probably tomorrow. All
right.
Yeah, they're looking out on that. Word, but good looking though. You know what I mean? I just want to get my intake and all that. Salute to you.
I appreciate
everybody.
You, fam.
All right.
You already, man. I would say this though. J Mills did talk about Clockers though. You young niggas probably never watched Clockers, man. That was a fire movie, my niggas. Fire. Let me go ahead, man. J Mills, call the show up, man. Y'all niggas, my niggas. Do me a favor, man. If you want to have some real talk tonight, y'all hit J Mills on that Twitter, man. Tell him to call his C Mills. Bro, I would love for you to call this show. Oh, I'm on my 50 Cent shit with you, my nigga. I got 21 questions, brother. 21 of them joints. Let me go to 443-825, man. Talk to me.
Yo, Dre, what's good, bro?
What's good, my man? Ben Swayze. What up?
What's good? Chilling, you know what's mad funny? I'm listening, right? And the person you were just talking to, I actually drove him to the event. Shout out to my man, Fahey.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, bro. I'm like, yo, it sounds like our conversation in the car. And I'm listening, and I just texted him. I'm like, yo, you on the radio? And he ain't texted me back. And I'm like, yo, say you on the month I'm going right now. What's good with you, though, bro?
My nigga, I want to talk to niggas like you that was in the building. I need to get your feel from the jump. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, man. The floor is yours, my nigga. All
right. So, boom, the pick on right where he left, right? When we got there a little bit late. We got there at like 2:30. It's not late, but we got there at like 2:30. So it's a line or whatever. So I see Ciroc, you heard. I see a couple people. I'm like, yo, how long you been here? They're like, I've been here for a minute. Ain't nobody here but Jim. I don't know why that was mad funny to me, but I'm just like, it would be Jim to be the only one here. You know what I'm saying? Nobody here.
I see
where
you're going with that,
like,
though.
So we kept laughing about it, but it was like, all right, whatever. So boom. But I thought about it. I'm like, damn, not even the 1SK dudes is here? They're like, not even the 1SK people is here. I'm like, all right, they kind of wilding with that because it's 2:30. And I'm thinking that they're going to be on stage already so I could be outside drinking my Henny, talking or whatever, you know what I mean? Getting right before the drink start, but whatever. So we go inside. The 1SK drink is going on. I ain't see the first one. The second one, brought her from the block. That was my first time seeing him. He caught up. He smoked KD, whatever. Then
he did. I hated that nigga's jacket, though, son.
That was the first thing I said. I said, yo, what's up with battle rappers? Like, why they be dressing like this? Like, who's your man? Like, when you leave the house, I'll tell my man, like, yo, don't throw that on, bro. Like, nah.
Yeah, come on, son. You know, we cracking on niggas like B. You ain't jumping in the whip with us with that jacket off, fast.
With a game. He had a Street Fighter Pac-Man game over. Where did you find that at? Yo, I don't even know where to find that at, bro. Like, no, that's different. I don't, but he from Philly, so I don't know. That might be a style out there, but you know we don't rock like that out here. That was different.
Yeah, Jay
so.
Black. We don't. Jay Black, talk to your Philly niggas, my nigga. You my brother, Jay Black.
Yeah,
talk to your mans, B.
He looks short, and you know what's crazy? I was like, yo, he probably gonna get smoked just because of his jacket. But
yeah, me too. I felt that way, but the nigga won though.
But he won both. So yeah, I'm like, all right. I wanted to hurry up though, because I'm like, I'm ready to get into what I came here for. So boom, Gems and motherfucking QP. First off, Gems come out swinging. Now shout out to my man Fahim because he told me he's like, yo, this might be the best Gems ever. I'm like, I ain't really a Gems fan. He's cool with all that, but I'm not going crazy over Gems bars and all that. It's something about his delivery of something.
What is it about Gems, my nigga? What is it about Gems that niggas be fronting about? Is it better at community? Are niggas gonna give it up or what is it, man? Niggas be hating, man. What is it?
You think it's because he's Spanish? It might be because he's Spanish. Niggas don't be liking Spanish. You see what they be doing to Cortez?
But even the white dudes, man. I love Soul Con. You know what I'm saying? You're nice. Like,
yeah,
I love Ice Island.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it his delivery? It's kind of like he be on pace. And then he just say something offbeat. And it's just like, I don't know, like, because the balls be there.
And what about the slow whisper, though? He's like a slow whisper sometimes.
Yeah,
he's talking under his breath.
Yeah, he be doing voice changes and all that. Like, he be doing too much experimenting. Like, boy, he did all right, you know what I'm saying? I like Clean. Like, the way, like, certain niggas like Clean, Calico, Goods, Surf, like, that talk to you, I like that. Like,
right.
Clean just... He just got something about him that don't nobody else got. So I think Clean was talking to him at that first.
Listen,
like,
Clean is the only nigga that I know that can make a fake personal talk about a nigga and make that shit sound hot. Because didn't he have like a fake personal against Jims? And then Jim said, no, I got two daughters or some shit. And it goes, both of them motherfuckers. And it was still funny.
it was still wild
when Clean did that shit. You know what I mean?
It was split in the building. Like, it's like with Jims, you either hate Jims or you love, like, or you like her. Because
the dude who interviewed, he's like, yo,
I got Gems winning. I'm like, where? What you listening to? Like, are we standing next to each other listening to the exact same thing, going crazy over the same bars and not going crazy? So I'm like, how you got him winning? But I'm like, all right, whatever. So me personally, I think Clean, he ain't awesome.
I gave it to Gems.
What rounds?
Before I say that, I saw before the battle, I had Clean winning the battle because I've enjoyed Clean's career way more than Gems. No shade to you, Gems.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Okay.
I thought the first round was the closest round. I thought Gems clearly got the second round, and I thought he edged the third round. Edged it. But a lot of niggas feel Clean won too, though.
I gave Gems the second. I gave Clean the first and the third. I gave him the first round. And I gave him the third round. I edged the third round to him. It was debatable. I gotta watch that one again on camera.
Me too. I'm watching it again. Facts.
I don't want to sound like I'm just getting at Jeremy, but I just like Clean just be saying stuff like, you know what I'm saying? I should get on my New York shit and just talk you out in my terms. Like Clean just, I don't know, but I had Clean 2-1, but it was a cool battle. It took 10 years to do it, but whatever. So boom. So ARP. He like, yo, Ben, come on stage. And I'm thinking that I got to face talk to you. So I was hyped because I wanted to see Shuni and QB up front. Like, we was already in the front, but, like, I wanted to be live, like, right there in the middle of that because I knew how disrespectful it was about to be. So them women, they took the stage. Shout out to Debo, but, like, I don't know how he dropped the ball with these fire battles like this. Like, you got to have this on your own league, bro.
Facts.
This is so fire. Like, they stole the night, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, whoever don't watch female battle rap and they watch that event, you know what I'm saying, or don't watch battle rap that much, they would go back and probably watch more female battle rap.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
They put on both of them. The disrespect was on a different type of level.
Jesus Lord, man.
That's crazy. Let me tell you something real quick. Last night, I went to go see that movie, Body, right? And I'm not going to tell the audience about the movie, but in that movie, it get real personal, even for battle rap. Like, we say personal, but, like, even me and my girl was like, damn, it getting too personal, you know what I'm saying? That's how I felt when I was watching them. I'm like, damn, this is real personal. Like, you talking about dead grandmothers and...
Yes,
you talking about while father standing next to you, you tell her Shuni about how, like, your man and your best friend standing next to you behind you, but they already...
Yo, my nigga, when QB told Shuni... You were saying he's basically not the, and probably fucking him or some shit. I was like, yo,
oh my God.
QB, chill out, yo. Chill out, QB. You got to go to church tomorrow, man. That ain't cool, man.
Oh,
that
man.
Ain't fucking cool.
Me and Rain kept just holding our chest like, oh my God, like, why y'all doing this? Like, and I loved every bit of it. Like, it was, but I think the first round I gave the QB. I gave the first round to QB, but she rapped longer. She rapped like
They said they
had 2 minutes locked in, but they rapped for like, well, QB rapped for like 4 minutes to 3:30. I'm like, yo, I could just comment in my head from watching so many battles, like, this is too long.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, QB won the first. I think Shuni in the second, like, she came back, went crazy.
She turned up in the second.
But QB turned up in the second too, though. That's the only thing. Like, I got that's the number one I got to watch again, because I don't want to say it was a 3-0 because it was such a good battle. But
it was a good battle. Yo, my nigga, when Shuni did the fucking Dead Adam and Dead Adam shit, like, to ARP, that shit was fucking crazy.
Oh,
she had bars, man. I ain't going to front, son. Shuni had some bars, my nigga.
Oh, yo, Shuni was...
Yo, my nigga, she even said the kids and niggas didn't go crazy. I didn't hear niggas in the room go crazy over this. But when she did the kids' knee... dialysis line, that was fire.
That might have went over my head.
Shuni.
That might have went over my head.
That was fucking crazy, man.
But the whatchamacallit, though, the crazy thing about it, though, is, like, they both was going so crazy, but let me ask you a question. No, shout out to Shuni. I know you put your hard work in it. But you think Fetty be helping her with her run?
Damn, son. I don't want to go there.
All right, they don't sound the same. But it's a different Shuni from before she was with him. She wasn't turning up like this. Ball-wise, she was dope.
I don't want to go there, my nigga. I don't want to go there, my nigga.
Right, I'm going to leave it in the air.
All right, but listen. Here's the thing. I agree. Shuni has, like, yo, my nigga, I was very impressed. Because I thought, yo, this is going to be a walk in the park for QB. And even if you got QB winning, yo, Shuni was fighting. Yeah, I thought QB was going to clearly win his battle, my nigga. Like, clearly, like, almost like, not body bag type talk, but I thought it can get ugly. I thought at some time in this battle, it can get real dark for Shuni, and I don't think it ever really got dark for her.
Yeah, see, I watched Shuni battle 40 bars, and I'm saying I see her was official, so I knew that she was on the street where, like, she was already, and she was in battle mode, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in battle mode, the way Kayshawn is, it's like it's hard to stop that streak. And I just, 2B, that... Last time I seen that, at least, was Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it was crazy, but I was like, all right, what you going to do? You going to talk about she want cancer in her titty? Like, I don't know. I thought she was just going to say mad, disrespectful stuff that wasn't even rhyming. It was just disrespectful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I had Shorty 2-1 in the building. I'm pretty sure if I rewatch it, I'm probably going to have QB with it. Cause it was that.
And also,
I got
Fettuccine 20 winning also, because if this nigga did smash Pharaoh Funeral and then bag Shuni and they still homegirls, yo, Fetty, man. Salute to you, my guy.
That's all it is. That's all it is, though, man. That's all it is. Only a home nigga could do something like that. Shout out to Fetty, yo.
Oh, man.
That rebuttal was crazy, too, by Shuni. That rebuttal in the second, I kind of like, it got light love, but it got light love.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo,
that shit was dope. That shit was dope, my G. I was fucking with that.
Your aunt, you talking about your aunt died, your cousin died, your nephew died. You want to be with them? Like, something crazy. It was crazy.
Yo.
That battle definitely lived up to the hype. Shout out to them. I can't. I might watch that again. See if I get up the phone. And the one that everybody want to talk about is Mills.
Let's go, my nigga. Let's go.
Fucking FaceTime, yo. All right, let me say this live on radio. I said it in the building. I said it on Twitter.
Right.
Now I'm gonna say it again live on radio. Going into this, I had Mills 2-1.
You did say that. Yes, you did. You did say that. You did.
I wanted to live. It's like a little child in me still. So I wanted to hold on to that era. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, maybe we could still show them that. You know what I'm saying? Why we us old heads built this. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
why
I feel you. I understand
fans,
that.
I just wanted him to win. But my battle mind, just me knowing battle rap, like the back of my head, knew that Mills didn't have a chance. Even if he had a chance, I knew Sean was going to door walk him. Especially when I watched the press conference and fucking Sean said, I wasn't ready during the face-off. Now all my rounds are done and I'm fully loaded. I'm like, oh, man, this might get bad. And then see me on stage, right? Sean like, yo, bro. He like, yo, you know how fuck with you been, but you said I'm going to lose 2-1. He like, yo, it's going to get ugly for him. I'm like, all right. So, bro, when both they also about to come on stage, Sean had mad NWX niggas. Mills had mad people with him, yo. He had so many people with him that they started arguing with ARP, Mills and ARP, because he was, ARP like, all right, you already got like 15 people over here. Like, they spilling off the stage, and they not moving back. And it was like, so what, y'all treating me like, y'all not treating me like who I am and all that. I should be able to bring 1,000 people on stage if I want to. No, we're not doing that, bro. Like, bring a couple of people, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Then his man, not the one that kept talking, saying all the dumb stuff. It was another one. I don't know if I could really see him on the line.
Was it the
he
short brother with like a... The big brother with the glasses,
dark skin
nigga?
Yeah, he kept moving.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was standing right behind him. Me and Rain was standing right behind him, and like he kept swaying back and forth, bumping into us like he was drunk or something. I'm like, yo, he already doing too much. And then he kept talking. You know how Shine is a little hothead. So while Mills is rapping, he's talking to Shine. You know, Shine, show me. Like, what's up? Like he's drilling. Shine's drilling all of them. Like, he got the dog face on it. I'm watching little stuff like that while I'm listening to Mills. I'm like, yeah, this is going to get ugly. Like, I don't like what Sean looks like. It's like, it's going to get ugly. And Mills, I just, you crazy, right before I called you, I just was, I'm at my man crib. I just showed him the joint. So we just watched the battle over, Kayshawn and Mills.
Mm.
So Mills did good. He had some shit that was going over niggas' heads and all that. He did good, you know what I'm saying? He was much more confident in the first, you know what I'm saying? He was up on him, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you, suck my dick and all that. He was in the safe. But then when Sean went, yo, oh, my God. That was so, like, just, it seemed so effortless, you know what I'm saying? Like the way he just switched flows and all that. Like, Mills had the Tom Shepard. He had the Tom Shepard bar. That was fire. Right there,
Tom Shepard line. Come on. We've heard Tom Shepard bars for how many years, man?
That's a fact. Mad people say that. They do. But it was just like, all right, what about that?
Then he said some shit about the fourth member of the Migos, some shit. I call it Liftoff.
Yeah, I call him Liftoff. Yeah, that was different, bro. Like, I don't know.
New Age Uncasa talk.
That was all right. You a New Age.
It was all right. It was all right. First round. It was all right.
Yeah, but it wasn't nothing to be like, jump out your seat like, oh.
And no, it wasn't. I agree.
I remember Iron Solomon, while Mills was rapping in the first, Bang Nation and Iron Solomon, they was behind me. And Iron Solomon, I kept looking at him. Iron Solomon kept shaking his head like, yo, it's not enough. It's not enough. I'm like, yeah, you might be right. And then Mills, Sean went, and it was just over, bro. Like, he was just, he was wigging, bro. Yo, he was wigging. He said, stick over my shoulder like a runaway. Yo, he was
saying so many bars that
he be chain punching so much. Like, I'm like, yeah. After the first 4 bars, I know it was over because the crowd just shifted. Everybody was going crazy. So I wanted to give Mills the first just over respect, but, man, Sean took that three.
No pity, Ralph.
He won that first. He won that first, bro. Yeah. Mills just did good in the first. The second round, his man still yelling out stupid stuff. Yo, niggas don't know basketball. I'm looking at him on his – they right next to me. I'm looking at him like – and I'm looking at his man because he said it more than once. He kept saying it like, they don't know basketball. They don't know basketball. They don't know basketball. And I'm looking at his man like, why y'all not tackling him and telling him that that's football? Like, why nobody correct
yeah,
him?
Son, just, what
like,
the fuck
I'm
is
like,
that?
I think that too.
Yo, my nigga. My nigga.
I'm looking at him like,
I tweeted it out. I said, yo, this nigga Mills – at a Vontae Davis line, his man saying niggas don't watch basketball when this nigga play football
what?
For the Bills.
What are you talking about,
my nigga? This nigga is wild.
Shut up, bro. You making him look worse than what you making it worse. Like then he said he said the Matt Barnes chasing Derek Fisher over Gloria. He gonna say, yo, they don't know movies.
A movie?
They don't even watch movies. What are you talking about?
Real life talking, man.
I'm not gonna lie. After he said that in the second round, I shifted over. I didn't even like the energy over there. I shifted over to Sean's side, and I was sitting at the T-top, rolling up, laughing. He's like, I don't know why y'all did this, why y'all thought he was born. And then it was crazy. People, I don't know if they caught it or not. Jay Mills tried to give T-top a five. He tried to like give him a high five. T-top deaded him.
And what happened?
Don't shake my hand.
Nah, we ain't doing exactly, Top. I feel you. We're not doing that. Fuck out of here, Mills. I feel you, T-top.
Fuck out of here. He's like, oh, don't give me no pound. Like, you're not cool. I'm laughing. Like, I'm like, that's what we doing, T-top? He's like, yeah, that's what we doing, man. He's like, nah. Tell him. He's like, he was talking crazy. Like, don't try to be cool and all that. Stay over there. I'm like, oh, that's what we doing. I'm like, oh, that's what we doing. And I mean, by the third round, by the end of by the middle of Sean's second round, the fans were screaming 3-0. And
yeah,
like,
we heard that, though. That was kind of crazy.
It don't matter what you want to say on your third, you already know it's not going to be better than Sean's third. It was that clear, like, and Sean, he just kept that same energy in the third. And Mills' rounds was longer. Mills' rounds was like, it seemed like he was like 4:30, and Sean's versus was like 2:33. Like, Sean
let me ask you this.
Straight to the point. What's up?
Did you feel Mills was trying to rap to the crowd and trying to get crowd reaction?
Yes. He wasn't doing that in the first show. He started doing that in the second. When I just rewatched it with my man, wasn't we just saying that,
yeah,
bro? He was like, he was like, Jay Mills wasn't rapping to play Sean. He was rapping to the crowd. And I noticed it. I'm like, I didn't notice it when I was on stage, but when we watched it just now, I'm like, yo, he's rapping to the crowd. Like, yeah, it was almost like the face-off switch thing. Like, all that energy he had, he was like,
right,
he was mad timid now. Like, yo, you know what? Like, I'm out of my element. Like, I'm saying, I thought I was ready, but I'm realizing it's a different enemy when I'm up here. It's a different enemy. Bro, these niggas do this shit for a living, bro. Like, China's not nobody to play with. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Yo, it don't matter who he would have battled, bro, they would have smoked him. Mike P would have smoked him up there. Everybody would have smoked him, bro. Ryder would have smoked him up there. Lou Eve, anybody would have smoked him up there, bro. Everybody would have smoked him up there, bro. I can't name a battle rapper that's on the URL roster that he would have beat. Not one person, bro.
Yeah.
That's bad, bro. You can't. But, I mean, he stole the fight. I give him that much. All of them
yes,
know how to
stole
the fight.
Fight.
Vet, Boop, Lux, all of them, they know even Bird, everybody that's like a veteran, Hitman Hollow, Calico, they know how to sell these fights. But, I mean, he caught a body 3-0. What's crazy was, just like Fahim said, when I was on stage, I don't know if it was the sound guy or the person that that run the place, but he came over while they was rapping, and he tapped ARP. And you see ARP while they rapping, like, go over his shoulder. And he like, yo, I got to shut it down after this. And ARP, he didn't want to argue with him because they rapping still. And he's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I got to shut it down. ARP like, all right, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. He already had it in his head, like, yo, this shit is getting shut down. So, soon as they ended it, they were taking mad pictures on stage. And they couldn't have got it off. They were taking mad pictures on stage. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get my Henny. Like, I left the bottle outside. So, as I'm going outside, I see Ill Will on stage. He's like, yo, he's yelling, like, yo, where's Calico at? Tell him to put his mic on. He's yelling, like, nah, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Fuck that. He riding on stage. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time to go. it's quiet. He gonna be here by himself. You know, California don't care. I got my money, whatever. So niggas go outside, whatever. I see L. Will. He on the side with homie. He's tight. He's human. I go live. Shout out to Tayrock too. Rock was out there, supporting our dudes. But yeah, man, it was a good event. Everybody was outside showing love. I'm waiting for my confirmation so I can watch this L. Will drink because I heard they was about to fight. They did it on the rooftop. So I heard a lot of people.
The loser got to jump.
I was definitely.
The loser got to jump.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see that. But I mean, overall, this is what I want to say before you go to the next poll. I know you got probably other people.
Right.
It was definitely shout out to RBE this year, just in general. That nigga's put in a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? I don't like when people be like, oh, they took over Smack and all that, and they just let them be separate. You know what I'm saying? Like, Smack is
yes.
gonna be Smack. Nobody's gonna take away that. You know what I'm saying?
Let them
be the new thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people talking about they a farm league or they only use Smack battlers. Everybody do that, bro. Everybody use the same battlers. Smack didn't create these. He didn't birth these rappers. Like, he got them from other leagues too, from smaller leagues. So it don't matter,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let them do their thing. They put in a lot of work. I wish it was another event. That's how much I'm talking about RBE. I wish they did another one in December. But it's probably not going to be till next year. But big shout-outs to them, man. Just the fact that they even put any type of, whether it's good or bad, they at least put in a bigger light on that one. That's fire.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah. Love.
Well, man, I appreciate you, my brother.
You already know, Dre, man. I'm going to holler at you on Twitter. Everybody follow me, Ben Swayze, too. And, yeah, man, we out of here, man. Holler at me.
You already, my G. All right, man, I'm going to keep it moving, man. Let's go. 516-343. You. Keep it moving, my nigga. 704-466. 704. Saying nothing, y'all niggas. 909-276. 909. Niggas ain't gonna say nothing. Damn, that niggas ain't shit, man. Hold on. Let me go up here, man. Let me go 646-464. You. God, niggas is wild, son. Let me go 901-503.
Yo.
What's good, my nigga?
Hello.
Jesus. Yo, you good, brother?
Yeah,
what's good?
I'm going to keep it G. I ain't even watched the event. I was just catching up on the recap. I've been out at a day party, nigga. So I've been just listening to your ass recap the event.
I appreciate you, my brother, man. I'm going to put you on hold, though. Oh, shit. My bad. I'm going to get you right back. Hold on 1 second, brother. Hold on 1 second. Let me just try to get some niggas in here that was just want to talk some shit. But hold on. Let me see. 718-710. 718. You.
Yo. What's good, boy? Now, I already went on, bro. I'm already went on.
Huh?
I already spoke, my nigga. I was in the building.
Okay. My bad. I'm going to keep it moving. My bad, my brother. Man. Niggas ain't saying. Let me see. If I get 816-433. You. Yo. Try this again. 646. 646.
Three, I already went on,
six.
Bro.
Okay, my bad. You're right, my bad. 901.
You keep coming back to everybody. You going back.
Yeah, I know, man. My bad, nigga. Shut up. Let me see. Hold on, man. What's the brother I just had on here? So many numbers on him. I came 917-763. You. Yo. All right, niggas ain't saying nothing. Hold on. 516. Yo. Hold on. What's the brother I just had on here, though? Is it 718-710? And accidentally cut him off.
Nigga pass, nigga. Damn, nigga again.
Pass, shut up, nigga, shut up. 917. Yo. Where's the nigga I just had on here, fam? 917.
16 in the fourth quarter, LeBron James.
What are you talking about? No, my nigga. No. Let me see something. I wish I had a brother that was on. Hold on one second. Let me see. I'm ending right here, y'all. That's what it is, man. I see a few niggas on there, but I answered it. We took a lot of calls here, man. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. Let that nigga hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I'm waiting for a battle rapper to call me, y'all. My bad. But he didn't hit me back up yet. Hold on. No, I'm going to just end it here, man. I'm going to go watch this fucking Calico fucking battle, man. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Peace to hip-hop. Bye.